Hello and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. We were going to end our open-hearted discussion with five segments, but we felt compelled to do one more because we're going to talk about God Himself and how He feels. We talked a lot about how we feel, but we want to talk about how God feels. We're going to start with a word of prayer and get started. Kathy, would you lead us?
Father God, we thank you once again for this opportunity. We thank you for the topics. We thank you for the honesty that has come out these sessions. Well, Lord, we thank you for the word that's going forth, and we just thank you for honoring this, God. So bless those listeners that you really got something from this, God. Bless us to continue to go forth in the word and to trust you with all of our hearts, minds, body, souls, and spirits. So God, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise for just being an awesome God.
Yes.
And thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. 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 So Gwen, when we left off, we were kind of chatting after our segments and we started thinking about it, and you brought up, what did you bring up?
I brought up how isn't it ironic how we can be so selfish as a people.
Yes.
And so caught up in our situation, rightfully so, in the pain, the blows, the disappointments that we've experienced in our lives, the things that we feel comfortable even taking to our graves. Some of us been raped, molested, mistreated, abused physically, verbally. The list can go on miles.
Yes.
But the one thing that is so interesting that we don't talk about enough, we share with one another how we've been abandoned, how we've been rejected, how we've been mistreated, but specifically rejection and abandonment. But isn't it interesting how God too, I'm here to represent the one and only Almighty God to speak on behalf of the Father, not that He needs me to, but I just want to put it out there how I want to give the listeners something to think about, because I too was up against this, and I had to think about this myself, and I've come up against this very thought and idea that I have to address, because I too have done this myself. How many times, while we're so busy feeling like the victim, how many times have God been the victim? How many times have God felt rejected and abandoned by us? How many times have we walked away from God and left Him?
Oh, my God.
How many times have we rejected God when His word says this, that, or the other? We deliberately disobey His word, deliberately turn our backs on God. And here's the interesting thing. We do it because we don't do it because God Himself did something to us to cause us to do it to Him.
Right.
We do it because someone has done it to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So instead of us allowing God to deal with that person, what we do is we make God pay for it.
Right.
Oh, I'm not reading my word anymore. I'm not going to church. Those people, the people at the church.
Right.
The people hurt me at the church.
Right.
My husband hurt me. My wife hurt me. My children hurt me. The people on the job hurt me. And what we do? What do we do?
We abandon.
We take it out on God.
Yes.
You let them do this to me. You let them do.
Yes.
Excuse me?
Right.
Excuse me.
Right. You are so right about that.
People, come
on
now.
You are so right.
You know,
right,
we
about that.
Listen, before we can point the finger and remember, in being the victim, we got to understand a lot of times we put God in the seat of scorn for this ourselves.
Yeah.
And put Him in that and feel like God needs to pay for someone else's action.
Right.
That's wrong. It's off.
It is.
And it's not what God has called us to do. So we really have to mature and it's really come to grips with the reality of things.
Right.
And the reality is that we have, so while we're crying, and we're hurt, rightfully so, and we're in pain, we have to understand that we abandoned God. And how does God feel? While we talking to God saying, I feel I'm hurt, I feel this, I feel that, we have to understand, well, how does God feel about how we turned our backs on Him?
You know what? Like we were talking about before, I think it was in the first segment, is Isaiah 53. And when you read it, it just grips your heart, because it says Isaiah 53 and 3, He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from Him. He was despised and we esteemed Him not.
Wow. Wow.
And we esteemed him not. And so he came to his own, and his own received him not.
Yes, rejected.
And honestly, I feel I could cry right now about it. You feel so. We have put all these things on God. I didn't have a father. I put it on God. Because then it becomes like, you know, God has got to pay for that. How did he, you know, you took my father away, God. Or you took my mother away, God. Or he left me and my marriage was supposed to last, God. How come you didn't make this work, God? It becomes his responsibility for the sin of what we're doing. But Jesus came and paid the price for the sin.
Yes, he did.
But it also says that once we receive God and we believe God, that we don't crucify Jesus afresh, which is what we are doing.
Yes.
You know, something goes wrong in our life, you're absolutely right. We want to leave the church. I want to leave the church. Like you said, I don't want to read my word. I don't want to pray anymore. If you got a voice to sing, I'm getting out of the choir. You know, I want to sing. Well, I teach. You know, I don't want to teach anymore. Take me off the roster. You know, it's all these things. Oh, preaching. No, leave me off. I don't want to preach every fifth Sunday. I don't want to do it anymore.
And we're not saying that this is not real.
Yes,
and
it's real. The hurt is real.
Absolutely.
The hurt is
real. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, here's the goal. Not to walk away from God.
Absolutely.
Not to turn. Listen.
You're right.
If you decide that you don't want to step your foot in the church, don't turn your back on God.
Right.
Don't make God pay for what people have rightfully done to us.
Right.
And that is real.
Right.
Yes, your husband walked out on you for real. Yes, your wife walked out on you for real.
Yes.
Yes, you had a baby out of wedlock.
Right.
Yes, you've been molested.
Yes.
Yes, your child been in jail.
Yes.
This, that, or whatever
the
situation is. But at the same time, because people have done us wrong, people have caused this hurt and this pain in our life, feelings, once again.
Yes, emotions.
And what do we do?
Right.
We make God pay for every thought, every feeling, every emotion.
Right.
That is not, it's a clue. Listen, our trials do come for one reason. Come for one reason, according to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to make us stronger.
Right. Exactly.
It doesn't come to humiliate us, embarrass us, break us down, make us look silly, make us look stupid or immature.
Right.
It comes to make us strong.
Or
so
to
God
separate us.
Allows these things to happen for a reason. Listen, I was 19 years old when the Lord took my mother.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was 39 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was 19 years old. I can complain all day.
You're right.
Why? 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 When I've had, when I have friends, I have a friend of mine right now. She was sharing with me earlier how her mother had, how the Lord has blessed her mother with 92 years of her life. That's a beautiful thing.
Right.
But God has a reason of why he does everything.
Exactly.
Right? He took my father when I was 30, when I was 28 years old, 20 years old, excuse me. How old was I when he took my father? But at any rate, I lost both of my parents.
Right.
And I can all day long blame God for that. But what it has done for my life right now today is unspoken.
Exactly.
It has defined me in so many ways.
But you know, without excuse, hands down, and I think we addressed it in one of the segments, just is knowing God.
You're right.
Knowing God's word. It's an answer. Like you said, I don't have a father. He said, I'll be a father to the father.
Yes.
What about the adulterer? She said, go sin no more. And he said, who are your accusers?
Yes.
I mean, he gives us so many. He gives us a way out, but we don't know
because
we don't get into our word. And we don't know God's word. So we make excuses.
You're right.
We point the finger.
Right.
We pass judgment. And then we don't know what to do. So with that being said, reach your word.
Reach your word.
Reach your word.
Believe God and trust God.
Amen.
And never leave. Because if you leave God, that means you leave yourself.
Absolutely.
That means you leave who you are and who he intended for you to be. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.